Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
I'm
really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today. And
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast, the minisodes. These are the small episodes that come out every Thursday where we tell you all about the things we've been watching that week and all the trailers that we've watched and whether we would recommend those films going forward. That is Simone LaRue.
And that's Chad Ekowitz. Chad?
Yes.
What have you watched this week? Oh, the last 2 weeks?
The last 2 weeks. I've caught up. I've made a real killing. So I'm going to talk about the wildest film I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God.
Which was Space Jam, New Generation.
Oh, goodness.
Simone, this movie is so wild in the worst kind of ways.
Oh, no!
It is bonkers. It is genuinely insanity. You've got the Joker. You've got Penguin showing up. They go to Amazon land. They go to fucking Gotham and Metropolitan City. Like,
oh.
It is wild. They just basically took Warner Brothers and all the franchises that they own and were just like, let's just fucking wank this out. Yeah. Overall, an okay movie, but just wild. Like, that's the only thing I can really say about it. Would I say watch it? No. They did not do the original justice.
Oh, no.
But yeah, like, if you've got nothing else to watch, just check it out, but I wouldn't actively seek it out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Wild film. Very wild film.
Noted.
What have you watched this week?
I think I've only watched one movie this week.
Okay.
But I also started a TV show, so we'll talk about that. But I watched Spiral, finally.
Ooh, you were so excited about this. Did the hype live up?
You saw. Yeah. Not really. Like, it was cool. Like, there were some interesting traps and stuff.
Okay.
But the pacing, I felt, was, like, a little bit off. So they get to, like, the big reveal at the end, and you're like, oh, we're here already.
Okay.
I didn't feel like the mystery was building up that much. Like, I just feel like there definitely, like, was not enough buildup to it. Like, there were these interesting elements, and I was like, oh, I'm keen to see all of this unfurl like a flower. And then they're like, bam! And you're like, oh, cool.
Oh, no, that's such a shame.
So, I don't know. I felt like, I don't say this often, but the movie could have been longer. It could have been paced out better. Okay. Like, it had some very good actors who I like. Mm-hmm. And then, on top of that, the traps. Like, I'm not a Saw expert, a Saw head, a Jigsaw head. But my understanding with the idea behind the Saw traps is that people actually do have a choice. Or they are able to get out, right? Like, they just have to do something, you know, super painful or horrific or whatever.
Right.
Like, the point is to punish them either way, but they have a pretty legit chance at getting out.
Okay.
Most of the time. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, a lot of the traps in this, it just felt like a little unfair.
Right, okay.
You know, like, I mean, they're always going to be unfair, but it's like, nah, dude, they don't really have that much of a chance. Like,
right, okay.
Unless some of the people had started doing the thing, like, specifically while they were still listening to, like, the recording explaining the trap to them.
Okay.
Like, they would not survive. I don't know. It was just, you're just like, oh, this isn't really in, like, the spirit of Saw.
So essentially you just want, you know, the fairness of Saw back, you know, the equity.
Yes.
You want equity back
in
your Saw.
The equity of Jigsaw, yes. Or, yeah, whoever. Jigsaw's the puppet. I know someone will correct me and be like, I don't care.
No. 10 movies deep, like, stop it. It's not worth
sorry.
It. Talking about very interesting sort of mechanical devices, I started watching BattleBots.
Very different. It's the show. It's the show.
Yes.
I watched the first episode too.
Yes. How great. Look, I don't know why, but you know, I feel like sometimes I can be quite refined, quite elegant.
Of course. Yeah.
But there is just something inside of me that just screams out for robots kicking the ever-loving shit out of each other. And BattleBots gives that to me in an hour-long episode. And, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that
it's
humans
great.
Are like this. It's
great. It's great. Like, I particularly love, like, you know, they always try to make it dramatic. So they're showing off these teams of utter nerds who I absolutely adore. Yes. And they're just like, yeah, so this is what we're working with. And they like, there's all this epic music playing in the background as they're like, yeah, I really liked BattleBots growing up, so I decided to do a BattleBot, and now we're here. And they're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's...
Yeah. It's great. And then you've got, like, the hottest presenter on the planet who's just, like, really, like, giving it her all. But you can just tell that she does not give a fuck about BattleBots. Like, she's just like, I hate these nerds. I hate being around all of this.
And one of the presenters is, like, an ex-MMA fighter. And you can tell he's also, like, what the fuck am I doing here?
It's a wild show. And I love it. I'm so happy that BattleBots is on Netflix. It's so good. It's brilliant.
It's so fun. I love
it. What else have you watched?
Last thing, I started watching Brand New Cherry Flavor.
Yes, I wanted to check it out, but I'm very hesitant. So tell me about it.
It's cool. It's weird. It's like very like surreal horror, you know? Like, yeah, very much that vibe of like the character. It feels like she's almost in her dream, right? Like stuff is just happening and she's just like, cool.
Okay.
Gotta accept this. Wow. Gotta go with this. And it's weird. It's gross.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying it though. Like, it's just so beautifully shot and so well acted and like bizarre. It just ticks all the boxes.
All right. How long are the episodes?
About 40 minutes to an hour.
Okay. Okay. So not too bad then. No. Like, it kind of replaces the sort of Sabrina niche in our schedule since Sabrina got shit.
It's definitely a bit less sexy than Sabrina. Okay.
Cool. I definitely want to check it out. And if you recommend it, I'm definitely on board.
Yeah. I'm working my way through it slowly. Obviously, last week was like a very busy week for me, so I haven't managed to get through it yet, but I'm really enjoying it.
Nice. Awesome. Last thing from me is Nigella at My Table. So it's Nigella Lawson, and she's just, she's back.
Love
that sexy British lady. Oh, I love her so much. And she's teaching me such wonderful things to do with my food. And it's just making me so happy and hungry. I'm always hungry watching her do her thing, but it's worth it because she just makes the most amazing things. And I've worked out that like she's made her sort of niche by looking sexily into the camera while she snacks on something. That's her sort of, you know, hallmark. That's her move.
Yeah.
And I very much appreciate that.
Because she also really straddles that line of, like, looking sexy, but, like, also as a woman, I see it, and I'm like, wow, she really is enjoying that snack.
Yes, definitely. She enjoys her food. Like, it was great. She made, like, shoelace fries, and she was like, there's no way to elegantly eat these, so you've just got to have at it. And she just fucking took a clump of chips in her hand and just like shoved it in her mouth
like a troll.
And it was beautiful to watch. It was stunning to see this elegant, beautiful lady just fucking shovel chips into her mouth. Brilliant human being. Right, so let's talk trailers. You have not watched any, which means we get to play Guess the Plot. Yes. Very exciting.
Well, the only trailer I have seen that we should probably talk about with some excitement is the Spider-Man one.
Yes, I forgot about that. It's been like a week and a half, and I'm so ready for it. I'm so excited.
Well, it's just, this is like the first Marvel movie in a while where I'm like, oh, I want to go and see this like in a cinema.
Yes, definitely.
I think it looks so fun.
It really does. You've got like this weird relationship between him and Doctor Strange. You know, there's going to be alternate universes. I mean, fucking, it looks like there's like Electrode, Doc Ock, and Green Goblin back, which, I mean, if they don't get Willem Dafoe to play Green Goblin, what's the point?
What's the point even?
Just don't bring him back. What's
the point? When they showed Doc Ock again in the trailer, I was like, no! I was so happy.
It's so good. I'm so ready for this. It's going to be really fun. I'm a huge fan of Spider-Man as it is, but this looks like a really good film. Really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm also part of the Daredevil fandom that's like, maybe Charlie Cox will be in this
one. You're just hoping. You're hoping beyond hope that he's going to come back.
Or Fisk. Vincent D'Angelo.
I don't remember his name, but the giant guy. D'Onofrio. Fisk. Yeah. Okay, let's guess some plots, shall we?
Let's.
I'm going to start you off with a nice, easy one. Tell me, what is Moonfall about?
Moonfall? Oh, I think I saw someone I follow on Twitter joke about this.
Okay.
It's like literally the moon is crashing to Earth, right? Like there's a fuck up with the gravity.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Is that true?
It's true. This is a movie that they're making in 2021. Outfucking-rageous. I am I'm perplexed.
Oh, I love a disaster movie, man.
But the moon falling on the planet and then calling it Moonfall, it just... They're not even trying anymore. Like, unbelievable.
Question. As far as disaster movies go, like, obviously that's the disaster, but does it then follow the trope of, like, one slightly older action hero trying to save his family through this apocalypse?
No, it doesn't, strangely enough. Well... Okay, let's say it rather this way. The trailer doesn't show that. The trailer looks like it's just sort of like snapshots from different sort of parts of the Earth trying to figure out everything. And there's like space people trying to figure it out because there's no fucking moon in the sky anymore. Things are going all mental. So, but it doesn't look like it follows one specific family, which is nice. It's a bit of a change.
Yeah.
So, For sure. Something fresh from our ridiculous disaster movies. Who knows?
I mean, it'll be more like Day After Tomorrow then.
Yeah. Let's go for Stop and Go. What do you think Stop and Go is about?
Dennis Quaid plays a driving instructor.
Lovely.
Who actually, ironically, feels stuck in his own life.
Uh-huh.
And he actually needs to learn to just put the handbrake down, put it the car and drive, and go.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Completely wrong, but I really, really appreciated it. It's two female protagonists, and they, during COVID times, and they need to go pick up their grandmother from her nursing home before, you know, everything closed down. And they're just traveling across country to go and get her. But they're so terrified of getting COVID that, like, they take extra precautions. They don't, like, get out the car. And it obviously shenanigans ensue.
Yeah.
Someone spits in one of their mouths. Like, would it's I a recognize? Disaster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it gets real fucking real.
Would I recognize any of the protagonists or the actresses?
You might because you have a better grasp on them. But I wouldn't because I'm terrible.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but it looks like a really fun movie. It looks like it's exactly what our last year has been like. Of just panic.
Oh God!
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready.
I'm ready for that. I'm feeling it. Just like I think we're ready to laugh about it. You know, we're here.
Let's see. Let's re-expose ourselves to that trauma nice and early.
Final one I've got for you is Red Notice.
Is it like a burn notice, but
yes,
red?
Yes, in the fact that it's action-y. That's all I'll give you on that.
Okay, it's action-y, so I assume they're like action. Stars
yes.
in it?
And who are the biggest action stars of all time right now? Male. You won't get the female lead. You'll only get the males. You'll never guess the female lead in this.
You know what? I think I might be cheating a bit because I feel like I saw an ad for this on IMDb.
I think you did.
So I feel like Gal Gadot is in
it. Yes, she is in it. Okay, cool. So yes, she's the female lead.
I just saw like a banner. Yeah.
She's the female lead. Okay, I'll give you four guesses for the two male leads. Biggest action stars of our time right now.
Our time right now. Like Robert Downey Jr.?
No. So that's three left.
Fucking Chris Evans.
No, what? Two left. Okay, I want you to think literally the biggest action star.
So like John Batista.
Think.
John Cena.
Think bigger.
The Rock.
Think bigger and not a John. Yes, thank you, The Rock.
It's Dave Bautista. It's not that even was... John. Who the fuck is John Bautista?
It's his lesser known brother. But that was almost as painful as the trailer itself. So it's The Rock. It's The Rock and it's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Shit.
I know.
Oh, God. I feel so guilty now. You're like, the biggest action stars of the day. And Ryan did not cross my mind.
Look, to be fair, it was more, I think that was more of the Rock than it was Ryan Reynolds. He's more of just the funny guy now, isn't he? Really? Is Ryan? Yeah. So it's them. Basically, The Rock is like an FBI straight-laced guy. And Ryan Reynolds is the bad guy. And they team up to take down Gal Gadot because she's the mega criminal mastermind.
Oh, fun.
And they need to stop her. So, yeah, it's very interesting. Okay. It looks weird. It looks like a really weird ripoff of the Fast and Furious franchise. And I'm kind of about it.
Keen to see her as a villain.
Yeah, should be interesting. Should be very interesting. So there you have it. Those were literally all the trailers. Like, the rest of the trailers were like Bond and fucking things that we've seen before.
Yeah.
And I'm so over it. I'm so very over it. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you. What trailers have you been watching? What normal shows have you been watching? How do you feel about BattleBots? tell us what your craziest robot design would be. We would love to hear it. Like, money is no object. Like, just go nuts. Tell us what you would want. And where can they do that, Simone?
They can talk to us on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP. They can email us at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
Battlebots are go. And as we say at the end of every episode,
we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye!
Looking for an RPG podcast that isn't just D&D?
Roll to Cast is the answer.
No, wait, sorry. What games have we played so far?
Well, we've done Cyberpunk 2020.
What does it mean to have a voice?
And there's going
to
be something big coming, Chumba.
Hey, if you're listening, I won. I beat you. You suck.
There was a time when we were slamming things against our phones. And
Vampire the Masquerade.
Chloe, Sam.
You can't use those words!
He's going to grab Vincent, press him against the wall.
I mesmerize him.
This is Adelaide's Anarch movement.
First out of your chair, your hand goes to your gun and you draw.
Hulk Cthulhu.
Told you I had it.
Oh, we've all got the creeps going. I love it so much.
All right there.
Screechy child. My favorite daughter.
Maybe after what we just seen, we're feeling a bit trigger happy.
And the new Cyberpunk Red.
Babe, you're good, but better.
Thought maybe you might be able to give me a counter off.
Dos for Dania.
Straight through his neck.
I don't see bone either, but I'm not gonna look.
My leg's fine.
I always knew you wanted to fly, kid. Come find me.
Roll to Cast.
R-O-L-E.
A new game every season.
Original music.
Original stories.
Interviews with the creators.
And delightful Aussie accents.
Listen to us on all good podcatchers.
Even support us on Patreon for bonus content.
That's Roll to Cast.
R-O-L-E.
Come discover a new world.